writing speaks to our souls with an intimacy few composers approached, and none attained with such consistency. You could find examples of the sublime Mozart in the slow movement of any of his piano concertos. Here it happens to be number 24 in C minor. Here, his mastery of the violin in a little of the first movement of the third violin concerto. Even the humble bassoon, the butt of other composers' musical jokes, is dignified with a lovely concerto of its own. Who would have thought to describe the bassoon as sweet-sounding or nimble before hearing that concerto? Sacred music brought out further depths in Mozart, whether in the boundlessly happy religious zeal of the Exultati Jubilati, the splendours of the Coronation Mass. Or in the terrifying solemnities of the final Requiem, which he believed, quite rightly as it turned out, would be his winding sheet, and which he left uncompleted at his death.